Simon Leish Memzayan. Steve Salad. Im Haine Yehudi Moile Haktav Bechina. If the guy is delivering the letter, Bechina is not charging anything. Afilu Nesana Lai Be'erev Shabbat Mutter. Even though he gave it to him Erev Shabbat, it's Mutter. So we have to understand, in Sif Aleph we add, that the only heter to send a letter Erev Shabbat, if it's Kotzer Tloy Domem, if he's paying him for it. So there is a cheshbon of he's doing it at night to the Navshay. And in Sif Beis we hear that if the guy doesn't know that he's going to get money, so then it's not permissible. It's considered that it's like kotzat. And here it says, if the guy is doing it bechinam, until he gave it to Be'erev Shabbos Mutter. So here he explains why this is that way. Sharei ha'eini Yehudi me'eilo hu'oisezeh. That means he's not forcing him to do it. He asks the guy if he would do it, and the guy offers to do it. So why all of a sudden is the guy so good-hearted? I don't find the meal of chesed by goyim. Ve'einoi elo lahadzik toivu liYisrael bibnei ma shekibu mimenu v'havu lo ki'ilu kotza. So we have to understand that what the goy is so willing and so cooperative. He says, I'll do it, you don't have to pay me anything. So we assume the reason is because he did a tayve to the guy before, and the guy wants to repay him, not to remain indebted to him. So therefore, he's taking the letter as a payment to the yid, and this is considered he's not doing it for shlichus of the yid, no, adaita denavshay. I'm doing this on my accord to pay you up for the favor you did for me. So that is why this is equivalent to kotzat. That means the guy paying up the favor the yid had done with him previously. So the guy wants to do this that he should not remain indebted to the yid. So this is considered a daite denamshe. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. The yid is not forcing him to do it. Allah may ask my whom is not loyalist or eager. He wants to do it. He's not forcing him, and he willingly wants to go and bring the letter. The Talinam Shemash and Itzratu, why is he so willing to do it? Because Mistame, he has received Toive from the Yid. So he's doing it because he wants to do it. This is not called he's a shliach of the Yid. He wants to pay up the Yid for the Toive that he has given to him. That is the first day in Shulchan Aruch. So, v'yesh chelkim, and others disagree. Usviru lohu, d'chol sha'oise b'chinam, also, I don't say that if he was masking to take it for free, you don't have to pay me. That is a simen that this is being done as a payment of the toivet that the Yid wants it for him. I have no right to assume this. Right? So there's a machlokes. But it means if you don't, if it's like katan, he didn't give him anything. So according to the second day, yeah, it is also yeshokim. So the Gemara says, so we have here a machlokes today. So one should be machmer. And we should not assume that the guy is doing this adayte de namshe. No, we should assume that he's doing this v'shlichas ha-Yisrael. If he's doing the v'shlichas ha-Yisrael, so that Erev Shabbos, he's not allowed to stand for this guy. If it's like me, you may know, yeah. But if the guy approaches the Yid didn't tell him anything. He says, maybe I can do you a favor. Maybe I can deliver a letter for you. So there we see clearly that the guy wants to do in this favor. Then I can assume that this is a payment for a favor that he had done. And then, Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. The time lachmet, ine miloshim v'machmet. Now, if you learn the Ramo'elach, it would seem the rak toiv lochish l'day Yisut. That means the Machabah Baskin Tizmutah. The Gemara brings down that there are chokim, and what should one do? Toiv la'achmah. It's a good thing. It should be machmah. It's a good thing. Me'ika rabin, the worst thing, you can be soymach on the first day, but it's good to be machmah. V'chein b'tad mashmah, the dad, the day of Rishonet. Alba b'zarki moishe, simen reishn, reish mashmah. And that gave Moshe, who was the Mahabra of the Gemara, and Simon Reishon Bey, he asked that it is also him. The same Bulvush, Billy Arabi, and Simon Reishon Bey, they're also the Chinam. So my mail is more serious machlokes. That means we have oisrim that old bechinam. One should not stand the goy because this is not considered like kotzer. Okay. Since we have here many poskim who hold the taka also, may hanochim sheyikrim loy al kaponim eise dover muet avulzeh. That means he should tell him, I'll give you a bottle of traps, I'll give you something. Even he should tell him, listen, I feel very, very indebted to you that you're taking my letter for free. Let me give you a glass of schnapps. So the nurse, that's what the Hayodim says. So if the guy says, oh, that's gewaldig. So the maize comes out, that one should not be soimer on the machaber, and the one, and so if it's the sending it out of Shabbos, he should make some sort of a payment, and if the guy is masking with this, then it's considered that the guy is going to die to the nafshe. Divhei, ima eini Yehudi hoylech me'atloi l'mokim achem. Now, this case is much better than the cases we had before. All the cases till now, he's going there, because of the Yid. The Yid descending him, the Yid hired him. So Mamela, we had a whole bunch of halachas in such a case. What if the guy is going to that city, not because of the Yid, he's going there. He may use the Hoylech Ma'atzmoy L'mokim Acher, these loyal knights and mighty guests, so he's not going there because of the youth. He's going there because he has an interest to go there. Mutter b'chol gavne. So it's mutter. We'll see this lotion, the way the Mishnah explains, is not too clear. Mutter b'chol gavne. Now let us see how the Mishnah will explain this. Hoylech me'atzoi. V'myoideya shemar v'haderech v'shviloi. Hoylech me'atzoi means that he's going to the destination where the Yid wants him to go, me'atzoi. If he's going a little further because of the Yid, that is not called hoylech me'atzoi. So he's going... It's further. Eilech Ma'atma means the destination that where he's going to, that where the Yid wants to send the letter. And if he gets to go further, that's not called Eilech Ma'atma. It's Bechol Gavne. So, what's that? Hainu Afilu Loikota Tlita Loikota. He was not Soikis, Ella Vistomit. He's sending him, he's going to this city. And so he wasn't Kaisis and Jesus in his word. The kind belong to Chief Aleph, the Osali Shaloya Al Yodoy Tank of Huaveda. In Chief Aleph, we learn that if the postmaster is not Kavua, so we ask him without a teacher that the guy should go for him. Because we're afraid the guy will be walking around in Shabbos looking for the postmaster. And we're from the letter we see that this was sent by a Yid. And there'll be a Yisrael of Malas Ayim that the Yid made the guy a shliach to go on Shabbos. So therefore it is also. The Lohoki, here he's not paying him anything. Shorinon Khan. So what is the reason? So he does something very interesting. Even She'en ha'enu Yehudi Oilech Bishlichusoi Ela Shema'atmoi Oilech Lishon. The reason he's going, the destination of the Goy is where the Yid wants him to go. He's not going for the Yid. The Vadai, Im lo yimten, lo yechafesacho. So he just asked him, take the letter, please, with you. You're going there, you're going to that city. Please take the letter. Fine, no problem. But here I don't have to be afraid that if he won't find the postmaster, he'll stop walking around in Shabbos looking for the postmaster, because he never offered to go for the Yid. The whole offer was, I'm going there. His whole offer is, I'll carry your letter. But he never offered, you want, I should give it to the postmaster. No. Just, I'm going there, I'll carry your letter. So if there will be a scenario, he comes there and he doesn't find the postmaster, he's not going to start looking for him. He never said, I'm your shliach to do what you want me to do. Well, I'll carry your letter. We'll drop it off over there. We'll find the first person. Give it to the postmaster. But he has no obligation whatsoever to go further, because that wasn't what he offered. And this answer that we said is Musa in Yeshu Lagishami Bayer. That is after, from when he gave him the letter, there's enough time to reach there before Shabbos. Avolim ein shohus lagi yisham mi boijoy. Then this is also. I look at it, he's not going vishlichus, he's not going because of me. So he says it's not true. Avdali Chosai Vishmil Atzmayu, even though he is going because of himself, Mikomokim Hashem Noisei Amistahu Vishmil Yisrael, but he's carrying the letter for him. He told him, I'm going there. Yes, can you take the letter with you? No problem. So carrying the letter, he's carrying the letter for you. He won't go further than his destination, but he's carrying the letter for the year. So if it takes from here to that city, we'll make it in Shabbos. So I gave a guy a letter to carry for me in Shabbos. So the carrying is for me. The going is going to Shabbos. But he's carrying a letter for me, and I'm not permitted to give a guy a letter to carry, which I know he's going to carry in Shabbos. So that'll be also. Yeah, so my mele, so Shazatina says the lotion of the Mechaba Mutta, the whole government is very misleading. Mutta, the whole government means before we said there has to be enough time to get there. And here it's Mutta, the whole government. So he says, no, you have to take this with a grain of salt. It's only Mutta if the Beidai is not Kamu. I don't have to worry about that. But there has to be enough time for the guy to reach this destination before Shabbos. Now we'll start moving to practical Shabbos. The leading loy v'shabbos. Now we have a loy that is going to this destination in Shabbos. Also, the kulalmet atumaboy l'matzmoy. That means to give a loy in Shabbos. So he's carrying for me in Shabbos. That's his order. V'afilu kotzat lois cholay miboyoyin. Afilu, he made up with this guy, I'll pay you for this, but the guy is going in Shabbos. That does so. That means that the guy should go. Kotzat lois cholay means that I'm giving you money, you go whenever you want. But to tell him that he should go in Shabbos, Afilu kotzat lois cholay miboyoyin avuzer. It's also if the leak of Leibri Shabbos, that he should go in Shabbos. I'm giving him the letter in Shabbos. He's taking the letter in Shabbos. That means like this. Before we learn, he has to leave his house before Shabbos. If I made up with the guy, listen, I'm paying you, but he leaves the house in Shabbos. If he leaves the house in Shabbos, it's not so that. So to leave my house with my letter in Shabbos is okay. Bye. Okay. Also, litain igeret al apod b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to give in a post office a letter in Shabbos, because the post office in Shabbos, because you're not allowed to give in Shabbos. Yes, that's also. U'me'erev Shabbos, muta. Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to give to the post office. Balakot avetomit kotzat, that means he's paying for the post. He's paying for the payout, so the stamp is a payment. So the minute he's paying, I have a lumbus that the guy is doing it not vishlichusi, he's doing a daitis in afshek. Balakot avetomit kotzat, so he gave it erev Shabbos as muta. The av im einay mishalim kan, that means even some of the times of the Mishnah Berurah, it wasn't so sophisticated with the stamp. He says, even though he doesn't pay, mikomokim itach l'shal mishin ishtalach loy, the one who will get the letter will pay. So memeilim, so erev Shabbos, it's muta, that's called kotzat. Yeah, that is Erev Shabbos, but now we'll put that in the bracket. But in Shabbos, in Shabbos, this is Usa, afilu b'mokim sheyesh eidu. That means even though there's an eidiv in the city, and the guy isn't carrying, that guy doesn't have an eidiv in the city, but I hired a guy in Shabbat to do something for me. You're not allowed to hire. This is called kotzat. I go to the post office in Shabbat, and that's called, I'm paying him for a service. So I'm hiring him for a service in Shabbat, but he's not doing any malachas. But you're not allowed to hire a goy in Shabbat. I'll go over to a goy in Shabbat. So I'm making it to this. I need a waiter. Maybe he'll work for me. So I'll hire the goy in Shabbat. This is also, you're not allowed to, even the goy is not doing anything about the kiddies, but you're not allowed to hire him in Shabbat. This is the Yeah. I don't want to hire a worker, someone to work for you on Shabbat. This is also. So my mail is going to go to a post office to tell them to deliver this letter in Shabbat. I'm hiring them. I feel like they're not carrying anything. They're not doing any malachas. This is also. Now let's just finish what I'm saying. Yes, you're paying him for it. You're paying for it. Now he says a chiddush, and this is majdi klaga, yeah? That filu al yidei eini yehudi otto dogol zed. To tell a guy to bring a letter to the post office in Shabbat. And he's an agent. So I'm telling a guy to hire a worker for me in Shabbat. And that is also. This is I'm not allowed to tell a guy to hire a worker for me. But it'll be a hefty godo. That means to tell a guy to give it to the post office in Shabbos. So this is a shmus, the shmus. And stop telling a guy to bring the letter. And he's hiring the post office, which is also a shmuz. So a shmuz, the shmuz normally is also, except the monkey mitzvah smutter, or the monkey hamster's goddle, this is also.
Who's that?
Hamster's goddle. Yeah. That means, so here he says, I'll go over to a goy erev Shabbos. The post office is closed now. I go over to a goy, I give him a letter. Please go over to the post office tomorrow and bring this letter. There's no Shiloh carrying, there's an Asian in the store. So I'm speaking to the guy Erev Shabbos, but the material of this halacha is, I'm not allowed to tell a guy Thursday to hire a worker for me on Shabbos. This halacha, and it's only mutter, a shmus, the shmus. So therefore, when we first started learning this Gemara, we spoke about to go to a post office at Shabbos to deliver an express letter. They should deliver it on Shabbos. So this Vatsam is a shorter to shoot. That means I go and give it over to the clerk. The clerk is not going to deliver it. The clerk is going to give it to someone else to deliver it in Shabbos. An express letter. I'm going to be envying this. But the bottom of that is what is going to happen. That means it's going to be delivered in Shabbos by an express letter. So Lamaisa told this. The Mokim say that we have it that it's Musa. I have to go through this is Musa. Shalai the Mokim say that there are others that are Masa, the others that are Asa. Well, upon them that this, the Mokim is this Bilalocha over here. And here he asked to tell Azoy Yer of Shabbos to bring it to the post office in Shabbos. That means, so that should be delivered in Shabbos. So Yachin Melachta Yal Shabbos. Tivo, Mishi Yeshloi, Tochir, Eine Yehudi, Lishana Oyoyta. A person has a worker for him. Now this worker does whatever he needs, whatever the employer needs, he works for him. He has to write, he has to deliver, whatever it is, he works for him, he's hired on a yearly basis. Also, Lishalcha Yerev Shabbos Mishkelet, you're not allowed to send him, and he pays him. He's a yearly salary. Also, Lishalcha Yerev Shabbos Mishkelet. And the reason for this is that the Halacha brings out, because the whole heter of Avaita Zinavshe is that the Yid does not have a revah that the Malach is being done on Shabbos. The whole longness of Avaita Zinavshe, let's go like this. I go through a cleaner's head of Shabbos. I give them my usual clean. It'll be ready Monday, fine. So now, when you're doing it on Shabbos, you want to do it on Shabbos? I don't need it for Shabbos. I don't gain anything from that that was done on Shabbos. So that is the hetter of a daitei dinavshe. All the daitei dinavshe, the whole contract over here. I didn't tell them to go on Shabbos. I'm not gaining anything that you went on Shabbos. So you're doing it because you want to do it. That is mutter, that's all the daitei dinavshe. But if I have a worker who works for me the whole year, I go over to him Friday and say, can you deliver this letter? I'm not telling him to deliver that. Shabbos. Now, if he delivers it on Shabbos, so Sunday I can ask him, and I'll bring him on my lawn. He might, whatever work I need. So if he'll tell me, he told me I should deliver the letter, right? I delivered it Shabbos, I can mow the lawn on Sunday. So he's being loud. Since this is a worker, that he works for him every day, so he is getting whatever, even though he didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, but by the guy doing it on Shabbos, the Yid is gaining from this, so now he's available Sunday. If he wouldn't have done it on Shabbos, he wouldn't have been available. So therefore, me sheyesh leisocher eina yehudi leshona oyaisa, also leshalcha yerev Shabbos migeret, because so let's see the Bir Halacha, just one second, let's see the Bir Halacha. The third line of the Bir Halacha. The Ikel Taime Dixita Ma'ali Mishum Zayli Yisrael Nafkemina Mishem. The Yid is not gaining any benefit. The Imla Yasa B'Zayim Zer Yasa B'Yoylacha. He can do it another day. They knew the advice of the Navshu of the Mile Ashon the Lachoy. I will be in your left shoes, Tocho, Lachola Malachis. Here he's hired for all Malachis. That means, Mistam, if he tried for all things to do, so Mistam is Sunday, he'll have something else for this guy to do. So the minute I'm Maviah from the Malacha, they So the Mele, the Mechab, we see yes, like Sahih and Yuli, the son of Yosh, or the Shalke of Shabbos, we get. So, just the remark, we you in like Sahih, that we shlich us to get it. If this guy only is delivers letters and packages for him, he doesn't do all things. So then I don't have to think that someday you'll have another letter to deliver. Because these things, the summer, once a week, twice a week, they'll have something, something for him. So then he's not deriving benefit from this that he went on Shabbos. Yes, my dear, because it's considered he's not deriving the benefit from his royal love assimilation and validity. Hey, let us see. Did I make you hold of him?
Yeah.
What? No, whenever he wants him to do something, he's obligated to do it. Well, let me tell you. So then it's considered he's deriving benefits at that when he went shopping. Also, the Shalkoi, the Mashu's here, the Shonalai Nexim, his teacher. The next call of fountain to more the Elbit, they follow like Cossus, also the Zemichelin, and they not all of the Shabbos, and the Bilaloch explains the twice. The Mashis by Lael, I know they are showing the Shabbos feel like the Zemir Shef Tikotus, I am Shabbatan, and we come up him also when they share the Shabbos can now be out. So let us just start this Adom of the Mishnah Lurim, and Simon Reishman Ches, let us just start the Hagdama. We won't have time to finish the Hagdama, but let's just start it. And here we're speaking about going on a ship before Shabbat. Hine, Kaidim Shenichnat Rebiyo Divrei Ashulchanos Natik Loshen Abaraita Anema Bezevi Gmore Zakritet. First he's going to bring down Arimorim, and then he's going to bring down Amachlekes Arishonim, how they explain the Gemorim. How not about that? Ein Maplegin Vespine Kochoi Vigimel Yomim Koidim LaShabbos. That means, are you not allowed to go in a ship less than 3 days before Shabbos? That means you'll have to go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday in the ship. The ship is going to go on Shabbos also. But if you're going to go Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday in the ship, this is also. Reasons we don't know yet. Ain machligim between the pochus megillah yom kaidim l'shabbos. That means if I go in the ship Wednesday, this is the middle of the this is less than 3 days. The 3 days before Shabbos, I go with Wednesday 9 o'clock in the morning. So this is less than 3 days before Shabbos. You're not allowed to go. Bamed Borim Amurim, we don't know reason, we're just saying words. Bamed Borim Amurim Lidval Horishut. If the reason you're going into the ship is you want to have a good time, you want to go on that's why you're going on the ship, so you're not allowed to go and enter the ship Wednesday. The ship is going to go on Shabbos. Aval is Dvar Mitzvah Shaker though. But if it's for Dvar Mitzvah, so that means let's make it interesting to say a portion to Dvar Mitzvah. Let's say he's Aval Ikea and he has to be someplace Sunday. He goes in the ship Thursday and he'll get there Sunday and he's going to travel on Shabbos. So Dvar Mitzvah, it is Mutter. But so he's allowed to go Thursday, Friday in the ship. If he's going for Dvar Mitzvah, if he's going for his own enjoyment, make sure don't go before. Go before Wednesday. You can get into the ship Tuesday, Monday, and Sunday. Silence is going on. One sec. Let's proceed what the Gemara says. That's Bar Mitzvah. So it's Mutam. A place now. I will Bar Mitzvah Shaper Dome. But, now, if I'm going from Wednesday, they go over to the captain of the ship, they tell me that I'm going into the ship, I'm Jewish, I would appreciate if you would not travel on Shabbat. He tells them this. They may show you, even though he does travel, that's irrelevant. He should tell them upon him that I want to make up for you, you should not travel on Shabbat. Dimrei Rebbe, later we'll see more on the Batinian of the Paisikim, Dimrei Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer Einetok, you don't have to, if you're going with Bar Mitzvah, you don't have to tell them anything. You walk in the ship Thursday, a good talk, you just say hello to the captain, you go in, they go off, they travel on Shabbos, no problem. You're going with Bar Mitzvah. This is the lesson of the Baraya. We'll just learn one ma'alat. There's a lot of ma'alat. V'hine ha'vei taimen lemru al zebe feist. Aleph, yesh oimrim atam, shemo yitzarech ha-Yisroel, lasais meloche ba'atmoi b'shabes, mishum mikuach nefesh, the mekoyim sakonu. And just let's explain the word of aloche. That means he's going into a ship, he's going down the ocean. This is a mekoyim sakonu. It could very well be that he'll come out in Shabbos, he'll have to be mekalo Shabbos. If he will be mekalo Shabbos, he has a good reason to be Mechayar Shabbos, because that's a concept. But that means he's going into a ship Thursday, and it is possible that he will be Mechayar Shabbos. There'll be a Takone Shabbos, and he will have to be Mechayar Shabbos. There is such a possibility. So on that we have guidelines. If he's going to fast, then when he's doing Mechalo Shabbos, it's a lot to be Mechalo Shabbos. Now he's in the middle of the ocean and he has to do something else. And so but he's doing a Kehula before Shabbos that could be Mitzavet, that could bring about that it'll have to be Mechalo Shabbos. Who tells you should do this? Why do you have to do this? So we have here two attachments. We won't explain the reason. One answer is if he's going to the mitzvah, you're allowed to do it. I'm not going for mitzvah, even though later he'll come out, I'll be malaya, mechala shabbos, say the answer because nefesh. Or if I'm going Tuesday, Monday, and Sunday, this is also mutter. And the reason for this, we say, I have to search tomorrow.